Tufshin Ayin Tes. This first din over here, right, is a din in Rambam and Hilchas Avodah Zarah. It's a very interesting din. It says, V'lo avodas kochom bilvad hu sha'asa li'panos achareha. A person is not allowed, you know, to investigate avodah zarah, and not just that. Ela kol machshava shu gorim lo, any machshava which causes him lo adam la'akor ikar mi ikrei haTorah, to uproot one of the ikari haTorah. Mutarim anu shlol halosa alibenu, it's usher for us to even consider it. Any daya, any idea, any concept that, as it were, that contradicts. Oh, lost my rock. So they cause a person to uproot anything from the Torah, so that's what he calls it's asitud. Lo nasiach datenu, but lachach, we shouldn't allow our minds to stray over there. V'nachshov v'nimshachach hurai leiv, and be drawn after hurai leiv. Mipnei shadaito shel adam ktsara, because the das of a person is katsara. He's limited. V'lo kol hadeos yicholin lahasiga emes al burio, and not everybody can comprehend your truth for what it is, right? Just by looking at it as where he thinks a person can look with his own philosophical eye, you know, contemplate, well, what about this? What about that? How do I know this? How do I know that? How do I prove this? How do I prove that? Etc. V'imimashech kol adam achar machshavos libom nimtza machri v'sa'olam. A person is drawn after his thoughts, you know, machshavos, his ideas of, you know, well, where do I know that this is true from? Or how do I know this is true? We'll see in just a second. It doesn't mean that you turn yourself into a baked potato, but what do you call it? But just to, as it were, philosophically, consider, well, maybe there is and maybe there isn't. And what was before and what's afterwards, etc. The type of questions which call into, I don't understand, call into doubt, but you begin to speculate even regarding things that are absolute ikre hadat, right? Things that are fundamental. Lofi kotzer daito keitzad pa'amim yatur yosur achar avodas kochavim upam yachshov biyichur abore. Sometimes a person will think, but what about this avodah zarah? And what would it mean to be over there? Like, and what would be my experience? And would my life be meaningful? And then another time, oh no, I'm holy. I'm requesting by yichud abore, right? Back and forth, like the Jews were at Har Carmel, right? When Eliyahu challenged them, he says, how long are you going to hop back and forth, one foot to the next foot? Make up your mind. We call you to go like this or go like that, but not one day this way, one day that way. Shemahu, Shema Eino, God forbid, what do you call it? If Chas V'Chalila, the person contemplates the possibility that maybe there is no creator, Chas V'Chalila, right? Mala, Malamata, what's above, what's below? In other words, in terms of the creator, Malifnim, Ma'achor, what was before the world? What's going to be after the world, etc. Upamim, Benevua, Shema, Hi Emes, Shema, Hi Eino, right? Oh, maybe in prophecy, is there such a thing? Maybe there's not such a thing. Can I prove that such a thing is prophecy, etc.? Upa'amim b'Torah Shema b'neshamayim. What do you call it? And because sometimes with regard to the Torah, is it b'neshamayim? What's part of b'neshamayim? Is it not part of the b'neshamayim? Is the Torah b'neshamayim, etc.? Ve'eni yodea mido shiyadin b'hem atyeda emes. Person doesn't know necessarily the proper way, yeah, to what do you call it, to search for the emes. So he can record, since his dea, as the Rama said before, is katsara, right, katsar, so he'll make a mistake. But Nimtzi Yodea Yotze Lidei Minus. In the end, he winds up, yeah, with all sorts of false, what we call philosophical, you know, premises about the world, right? Comes an Apikoros, a Kof, what we call a Kof and Torah Miner Shemayim, right? While Inyan Zeh Hiziru Torah Shenemar Velos Asurach Velavavchem Chayinechem Asher Atem Zonim, right? Do not stray after your, what we call after your eyes and after your heart and after your eyes. Klomer Shleim Moshech Kol Echad Mikem Achar Daito Aktzara. Person shouldn't, as it were, allow his mind to draw him, right, to places where we record we shouldn't be going. And he thinks of, he thinks he's, you know, he stapled his thumbs, what he called, all of his hubris, you know, he stapled his thumbs to his suspenders, right? I've got the truth, I understand, right, come on, I'm a hot shot, I'm, you know, hot potatoes. Right? In other words, we call they're all really the world of Dimyon. Some is a philosophical world of Dimyon, a world of a fantasy. And then there's the other word called, and then there's the erotic world of fantasy, etc. But a person is not allowed to allow his mind, as it were, to stray, to wander into either into the world of fantasy of erotica or the world of fantasy of what he called of philosophical contemplation of what he called about the truth, are they true or not true, of the fundamentals of the Torah. So the question is what he called anybody who's lost, right? Anybody who's lost and what he called and comes from not knowing anything. So it's a nace, you know, Baruch Hashem. You can come up with all sorts of kakamemi ideas and go off the wrong derek. It's clear that Hashem is aiding, right, such a person. What he called, what's the recipe, right? Again, we who are already within the system. To be able to do this, we would call it, if we were to contemplate something like this, what about this, what about that, what about the next thing? So it's an issue to rise, though. It's a surah chayil avachim chayinechem. But a person who's not in the system, that person, he has no choice, because he doesn't know about any system, right? What's the recipe to what we call it, to success? So Yisro, here it says, Vayishma Yisro, right? Yisro heard correctly. Vayishma Yisro, Kohen Midjan, Chosein Moshe, That's the first pasuk in our parsha. And Yisro heard, and we'll discuss a little bit later, Yisro, who was the Kohen of Midian, who was the high priest of Midian, who is Chosein Moshe, who was the father-in-law of Moshe, he heard. As kol asher asah, everything that what he called the Elohim did, that Ribbono Shel Olam did, le Moshe ul Yisrael, to Moshe and to Yisrael. That itself needs explanation. First of all, why do we need his whole resume over here? His name is Yisro. He's Kohen Midjan. He's Chosein Moshe. Like in other words, we go back a few parshas. We know about this stuff. We know his name is Yisro. We know he's the Kohen Midjan. We know what he called that he's the Chosein Moshe. Right? Everything that Hashem did for Moshe and for Yisrael. Moshe and Yisrael, then everything Hashem did, why single out Moshe, right? I mean, is anything, something that Moshe experienced that Yisrael didn't experience? Ki otzi Hashem es Yisrael Mitzrayim, that he took the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. So that's also a little bit redundant, right? It should say, Vayishma Yisrael, Kohen Midjan, Chosein Moshe, right? Eitha, what he called, forget it, yes, kol asher asah. What he called, es, Kiyotzi Hashem, Es Yisrael, Mitzrayim. We don't need this whole middle part here, right? Vayishma Yisrael, Kohen Midjan, Chosein Moshe, Kiyotzi Hashem, Es Yisrael, Mitzrayim. They took the Jewish people of Egypt. What's the whole middle part over here? Es Kol Asher Asay Elokim, Le Moshe Yisrael Amo, right? Just go skip this out, leave it out. Just go straight. Vayishma Yisrael, Kohen Midjan, Chosein Moshe, Kiyotzi Hashem, Es Yisrael, Mitzrayim. They took the Jewish people out of Egypt. Finished, right? We don't need more than that. But the Pasuk is telling us more than that. So first of all, let's see. Ksav Sofer says, Vayishma Yisro. Here's Rashi. Mashmua Shama Uba. We'll see in a moment, Rashi says, right, that, Rashi is Chazal are concerned, that it's not just referring to what it says at the end of the Pasuk, Yotzi Hashem Yisro Mitzrayim, because it says the stuff in the middle, so he must have heard something else, something special, something unique. Right? Again, because remember, the pasuk is organized. Yishma Yisro, Kohen Midjan, Chosein Moshe, Es Kol Asher Asah. That's what he heard. So this is something additional. Ki Yotzi Hashem Es Yisro Mitzrayim. right? Or something broader, whatever it is. But this is obviously referring to something unique. So Rashi goes, Amashmua Shama Uba. So we'll see in a moment, right? The Gemara talks about it. Rashi talks about it. Kriyas Yamsuf, Melchemes Amalek. Right, we'll see.
What is this pasuk saying?
Yeah, the pasuk says by Yishma Yisrael. Yeah, let's just look at the pasuk for a second. We'll see in the Gemara. We'll explain it for us. By Yishma Yisrael.
Right,
yeah, you heard that. Kohen Midian, Chosi Moshe, Es Kol Asher Asay Elokim LeMoshe Yisrael.
Right.
What is that referring to?
Okay.
Right. Because it obviously doesn't mean Ki Otzi Hashem Es Yisrael Mitzrayim, because it says that explicitly at the end of the pasuk. Right. So it must mean something else. So the Ksav Sofer is referring to the Gemara in what he called in Zvachim, which we'll see in just a moment. He says one opinion says he saw here to Kriyas Yamsuf. Others say he heard about Melchemes Amalek. Nearly the Foresh, right? Nearly the Foresh. Bishnei Foresh Hapasuk. Tova Chochma Im Nachla. V'yoser l'roi shamish. Tova chachma. Chachma is good. Im nachala. Inheritance. Right? Ki kvar ha'erichu v'asvarim, says the Ksav Sofer. The Svarim have already talked about the idea. Ki mitzvah lachkor v'lisbonein b'mitzvah s'ashem v'leida oso. Right? It's a mitzvah to delve into, to try and understand the mitzvahs of Hashem so that you should come to know Hashem. Now, like we said before, the mitzvah of what do you call the idea of not straying after your heart, right? It doesn't mean you shouldn't delve into things and just do them like a baked potato. The more you delve into things to understand them, right? To investigate them, right? That's the closer.
Where is it saying that in the pasuk?
Here. Tova Chochma.
Our pasuk.
It's not, he's saying, we call, he's just saying this concept over here, right, on this pasuk. Tova Chochma im Nachla. That Chochma is good together with an inheritance, which you'll see, we'll see in a second, right? We'll see what it means. Kidichsiv, right? Da esloke avichav avdeu. Know the God of your fathers and serve him. In other words, the idea of investigation into mitzvahs, philosophical, what do you call it, machshava, going into trying to understand things more deeply, so that, right, that's something that should be built upon what you receive from your fathers. Right? And it's right, not let's try and reinvent the wheel. Right? The pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, Da eselkei avichav avdeo, know the God of your fathers and serve him. Your service of him is to try and come close to him. How do you come close to him? So you have to think about it. You have to go into it. You have to try and understand it. Right? But you're building it upon the, what do you call it, the Masorah that you received, right, from your fathers. If a person just is going to request the word, no, I'm going to ignore what I received from my fathers. I want to understand on my own, right? I want to understand on my own. Okay.
Start from scratch.
Let's reinvent the wheel. Is there Chalila? Is there God? Is there Nogah? Chas v'chalim, what do you call it? Really, what do you even contemplate such a possibility? Right? Etc. Ulai pam, yenata daito v'sichla lo tov. Right? Because a person's, what do you call it, is das, is limited, right? So he, what he calls, he turns sometimes, what he calls, in the wrong direction, right? In the wrong direction. V'yia dimyono koze v'ra, and his imagination can be false, can be bad, right? Because the person is limited in his he doesn't have the whole picture. He's limited, and he becomes, you know, he wants to be drawn after his own machshavas. He wants to think he's the biggest guy, you know, on campus, etc. He can make a lot of mistakes that way. Lishomer mizeh yaktim lekabel al atzma es hakabola asher kvar kibla voseinu. The first thing you do is accept that which he received from his predecessors. V'ne'eman aleinu ki tov v'yosher Hashem v'gam es sichlo v'daito, right? Lo yidme lo yaziz kol shumi menu. V'shuv achashe kvar yiniach anoch hazeh yachkor b'chakirus al kol dovar v'ashem imo b'li yelech orchos akal kalos. Right? A person, what do you call, a person knows, once he's saying, I accept what he calls his truth, all the fundamentals, and now let's understand them. That's the way to go about things.
But I don't understand why the Chassid Sofer is commenting this on this passage. Where is he getting it?
He's saying that Yisro. Mm-hmm. Where did I leave this out here? What did I do with it? I don't know what I do with it. The citation.
I lost
another citation here. I didn't put it down. Oh, what's it doing over here? Okay. That's what he called. The success of Yisro was really called. I have a little note over here. I put it in the wrong place. So this is from Rav Nissen Alpert, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Right? He says, "Vayishma Yisro, Kohen Midjan, Chosei Moshe." We asked before, why is it that Yisro? Right, so why is it that his whole resume is written down over here? Right, his whole resume.
Up for promotion.
Okay, why is the resume written down that he's Vayishma Yisro, Koy Midjan Chosei Moshe? He used to say, he says, because Yisro was the one who heard. Right, lots of people heard about everything that happened to Yitzias and Sraim, Kriyas Yamsuf, later on Matan Torah. They heard about these things, but no one came. No one came because they didn't have the ability, as it were, to put their ego on the back burner. Yisro, in the beginning, he was a member of Paro's think tank, and that was his claim to fame. And he was one of the three advisors of Paro. And then Paro says, "What are we going to do about the Jews? I want to know about the Jewish solution." Right? And so Eov was silent. Eov was one of the advisors. He was silent. Because of that, he wound up suffering, right, as part of his punishment. Bilam said, "You got to kill him." So therefore, Bilam died by the sword. And Yisro said, "This is garbage. I'm out of here." Right? And he ran away. And so they realized, you know, here he was a bunch of big intellects gathered together, very cool, you know, everybody's, you know, thumbs super glued to their suspenders, etc. You know, how wise they are, how brilliant they are, how deep they are, etc. He says, if you just need to depend upon the intellect, what he calls, I see where it leads to. I'm out of here. He left. Then he went searching in religion. He became Kohen Midjan. He tried every Avodah Zarah. They made him the chief priest of Midjan, etc. He says, after a while, this is all garbage. I'm out of here. And then, finally, right, he goes to what he calls, he meets Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, this is my son-in-law. This guy's got the truth. I'm going to stick with him. Okay, fine.
So he stuck with Moshe because
this is a person who got the truth. He stuck with him, and that's why Yisro was able to hear. What does it mean to hear? So we remember we talked about the idea that Shmia, like the pasuk says here in Shmuel, by Yishama Sholos Ha'am, he gathered together the people, right? To gather together the ideas in the world and to be able to put them together and to draw the right conclusions. That's the koach of Shmia. That's what Rabbi Alpert said. Record. He said he had the koach of Shmia, the ability to gather together, to look around and draw conclusions. Why? Because he put his ego on the back burner. Right? So at first, when he was the biggest person around, intellectually, so this is not real. Right? That's not the goal. Because I see how people can become distorted and false and recorded even cruel. Yeah, even though they're claiming to be big intellects. They try the world of religion, he said all this other stuff that Avodah Zarah is all garbage. Right? And then he said, met Moshe Rabbeinu. And because he was really searching for the truth and he saw the quality of Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, it's worthwhile for me just to be known as the father-in-law of this man.
What did he see about Moshe?
He just saw Moshe's ridicule. First of all, Moshe was the most humble of all person, of all people. He saw this is a guy who's ridiculed, who's got it straight.
Maybe he was crazy.
Okay. Right. We'll ignore that.
Well, you see, the Shechinah, where did he see that was...
I don't know. When they sat down and ate bagels and lox on Mariquad, you know, Sunday morning, so maybe he noticed something special. How am I supposed to know exactly what he saw about Mariquad with Moshe? Obviously, he saw Moshe, as it were, put himself in a situation where he saved Yisro's daughters from for the shepherds, right? There he was. He was obviously a very special person. He says this person has got they must have talked about ideas also, right? Moshe Rabbeinu the ideas were emanating not from looking over his spectacles down at everybody else and belittling them, but he saw that they reverberated with truth. Okay, fine. Now, what did he hear?
What did Yisro hear?
In other words, what he called it was, he had the koach of Shmiah, he had the koach to put things together, probably we said the Pasuk says in Shmuel Vayishama, Sholos Am, to gather together the people, that's how I understand it. He had that capacity.
What did he hear?
Right, Kolos, what did he hear? So the Gemara says, Vayishma Yisro, Kohen Midjan, Ma Shmuel Shama, Baal Vinizgayer, right? What Shmuel? So there, we see there's several opinions in the Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Milchemes Amalek, right? Mm-hmm. Right? He heard Milchemes Amalek.
I'm referring back to the first pasuk.
Right, the first pasuk. Vayishma. Why? Because obviously there's two things going on in the pasuk. It can't be referred to Kiyotzi Hashem as Yisrael Mitzrayim, right? Right? Because otherwise, why have all this central phrase over here? Right? But it's a little bit of a problem. What did he hear? I mean, he heard that he took them out of Mitzrayim, then he's got something else he's hearing here. What's the story? He says, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Milchemes Amalek. He heard Milchemes Amalek. Right? And because we see the end of last week's Parsha is the story of Amalek. Right? Milchemes Amalek. Rabbi Elazar Modoi Omer Matan Torah Shama. Right? Matan Torah, that means what he calls, that means that the beginning of our Parsha is not in order. It's not in order. Right? The beginning of our Parsha is what he called
in the middle.
We're here recording the beginning. So it means Rabbi Elazar Modoi learns it's not in order. Right, Uba.
Did he come in the beginning? He wasn't there for Matan Torah Yisro.
That's the machlokes. That's the discussion. Did he come after Matan Torah? Did he come before Matan Torah? According to Rabbi Elazar Modoi, he came after Matan Torah. According to everybody else, he came before Matan Torah. Oh, you could also, well, whatever. Okay, yeah, that's okay. Right? Rav Elazar Omer, Kriyas Yamsuf, Shamoba. Rav Elazar said that he heard Kriyas Yamsuf.
That makes more sense.
Okay, more sense, whatever. We heard before of the splitting of the sea. The splitting of the sea.
Oh,
so we've got three opinions here. We heard Milchemes Amalek. We've got Matan Torah, and we've got the splitting of the sea. Okay? So now, what does Rashi say on the Pasuk? Okay, we've got three opinions in the Gemara. Chiyas HaMolek, right? Matan Torah, and Kriyas Yamsuf.
What Gemara is it?
This is Zvachim. Kuftez Zainam Aleph, Kuftez Zainam Beis. Right? Says Rashi. Vayishma Yisro koin mijer chosi Moshe es kol asher asa Elokim le Moshe uYisrael amo ki otzi Hashem es Yisrael miMitzrayim. Says that Rashi. Vayishma Yisro mashmu Hashem uba kriyas Yamsuf uMilchemes Amalek. So Rashi's learning. Oop, careful, you okay?
Hands up.
Okay, we call it Rashi learns both things. Lachor, we have two opinions over here. One says Kriyas Yamsuf, the other one says Milchemes Amalek. Rashi says here both things, Kriyas Yamsuf and Milchemes Amalek. Okay, now certainly, in Rashi being the first, the Pshat, right? The two main events, aside from Yetzias Mitzrayim itself, right, we call that preceded Parshas Yisro, I mean, last week's Parshas B'Shalach, and B'Shalach is Kriyas Yamsuf and Milchemes Amalek. Okay, fine. That's what Rashi says, Vayishma Yisro, that's what he heard. Then it says, right, well, the Pasuk says, Eskol Asher Asa, right? Elokim, right? Remember the pasuk says. It's called Asher Asa Elokim. It says the shame Elokim. Lemoshe Yisrael. So Rashi says, Lemoshe Yisrael. Shakul Moshe Keneged Kol Yisrael. Right? Lemoshe Yisrael. Right? Well, why does it say Moshe and Yisrael? Moshe is equal to all of the Jewish people. Why in the world are we hearing about that over here? Right?
Where?
In this pasuk. In other words, what do you call it? The idea that Moshe Rabbeinu, right, being shakul, being equal to the Jewish people. I mean, it's a true fact, right? But why do they tell us this in the pasuk of Ayishma Yisra, Kohen Midjan, Chosei Moshe, Eskol Asher Es Elokim, Lemoshe Yisrael, Asher Otzi, Hashem Es Yisrael, Mitraim, right? Why are we telling? Why is Chumash telling us that over here? That Moshe is equal to the Jewish people.
Rhetorical question.
Okay. Eskol Asher Asa. Now, Eskol Asher Asa, on those words, says Rashi, right? Lahem, he did for them. Beiridas Haman, uba Be'er, uba Amalek. Huh? Where's that from? That's not in the Gemara.
He saw Haman.
Eskol Asher Asa, Rashi right. Says, what's that? Lahem. First of all, Rashi says Lahem, right? For them.
So maybe he meant...
So why would...
Israel was there?
No, became aware of it. He was aware of it. But I'm saying the question is, first of all, why does Rashi say Lahem? For them. You don't have to tell me for them. Obviously, he's rooting for them. But he knew that the Mun came for them. And also the Be'er. And Amalek. So the word Lahem is what he called is ostensibly, you know, we could have communicated the point without wearing another word Lahem. Plus also, where did he get these ideas from?
First Rashi is saying he saw what they did to them. War with Amalek, Matan Torah, creation of nothing. Now he's adding additional things. He
right.
saw that there was Man, Be'er, and Amalek.
And Amalek.
So why did he say in the beginning? This is why didn't he just make a list?
It's really cool. Again, look at what he's doing. He says, Vayishma Yisro. So he said, what did he hear? The Gemara says three different opinions. Rashi takes two of the opinions and puts them together. Shmuel, he heard about, actually not going with the opinion that he came after Matan Torah, that he heard Matan Torah. Right? It's good to tell you he was coming before Matan Torah. Okay, fine. But then Rashi takes the two opinions and he puts them together. That's what he heard. Then in the words, it's called Asher Asa, right? So there Rashi says something else.
Yeah.
He says Bear and Mon, and then he puts in Amalek again. What do you mean put you in Amalek again? You already said, what is he say? You already said that, even if you want to say that there's... There's some sort of explanation of the words that he wants to understand why are these additional words there. It's Kol Asher Asa. So put in Bear and Man. Why put Amalek again? Amalek, you already said that was one of the things you heard in the beginning, right? Shema. There's no, you don't need a reboot for Amalek. You hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, even Rashi has got difficulty with the pasuk. You have like extra words here. So the reboot has got to tell you something else, right? So first of all, Rashi says Bear and Man. That's not in the Gemara. But then not only to add on to that, not only say Bear and Mon, but then he goes and says Amalek again. Why should he say Amalek again? He already said that was understood in the word Shmua. He's a Shmua, Shama, Uba. What did he hear in the first place? Right?
I understand.
Okay.
Take a deep breath.
Right? And then he says, and the end of the pasuk says, "Ki otzi Hashem es Yisrael mimitzrayim." Right? Says Rashi, "Zu gdola al kulam." This is the big thing on top on all of them. What?
All the miracles.
So I understand. So if this is the biggest one, so why don't we say that was what he heard in the first place, that he took him out of Mitzrayim? Right? Instead, Rashi has taken every part of the pasuk and said that the pasuk is communicating each part something different. So Vayishma, right, is teaching us Kriyas Yamsuf and Milchemas Amalek. Eskol Asher Asa is teaching us Lechem, what do you call it, the Man and the Be'er, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call it, again Amalek. Right? And again Amalek. And then Ki Otzi Hashem, he says, Zug Dola Al Kulam. That's the biggest thing. Right? That's the biggest thing. So what's the difference between what, you know? Maybe that's the biggest thing, right? If you're saying that Shmuel that you heard was Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchavas Amalek, so why would you be taking him out of Mitzrayim? Should be the thing that he heard. No, three different things. Shema, what we call Kriyas Yamsuf, and Melchavas Amalek, then Mon Be'er, and again Amalek, and then he took them out of Mitzrayim, and that Rashi says is the biggest one on all of them. So it says the Be'er Mayim Chaim. That's Reb Chaim Chernovitzer. Right? Reb Chaim Chernovitzer. What does he say?
Is he going to pull his roots? That's why he always wants him.
Reb Chaim Chernovitzer? He's actually from Bukovina. That's what he called Chernovitzer in Romania. It's below Galicia. Right. So let's see what he says. The Yishma Yisra, Chosin Moshe. Right, etc. Es kol asher asa Elokim kiotzi. Right, Chazal amru mashmu ashamu ba kriyas yamsu v'milchemes amalek. Ulechora divreim soser maimra pasuk alaz. Ki alo meforesh sheshama es kol asher asa. In other words, he says, read the pasuk shat in the pasuk. The pasuk shat in the pasuk says, Vayishma Yisro koin midjon chosei Moshe. Eis kol asher asa Elokim leMoshe uleYisrael. Eis asher otzi Hashem es Yisrael miMitzrayim. She says the pasuk from the pasuk is what did he hear? Eis kol asher asa everything he did. So why say vayishma? Oh, what did he hear? Kriyas Yamsuf and Rikot and Melchemes Amalek. Eis kol asher asa. He heard everything. You read the pasuk. Eis kol asher asa. Why split it up into pieces, right? Va'kol b'chlal k'mo nisei Mitzrayim v'aman u'chadome kol asher asa is l'chora everything. Ostensibly, kol asher asa is everything, right? Everything that they experience, all the makos in Mitzrayim, kriyas yamsuf, right? The man, the be'er, right? Quad Amalek, everything. Tzarech lahavin mashe pirish hakosuv kan chosei Moshe. Ukva yadanu zos. Right? We already know these chosei Moshe. The gam lahavin, right? Right? Gam lahavin.
Understand?
Right, in order to understand. Mashe shimesh v'shnei shemos. Ka'achas v'amres kol asher asa Elokim. Ki otzi Hashem. Right? And again, what does the pasuk say? Look at the pasuk. It says, Yishma Yisro, Kohen Midjan, Chosin Moshe, Eis Kol Asher Asa. That's the first question of the what he quote of the Be'er Mayim Chaim, right? The Chaim Chernovitzer. The first question is what he quote? What did he hear? He heard everything. So why are you telling me just two things? And then afterwards you come and tell me a bunch of other things. What are you doing?
Why did Rashi do that?
Yeah, why Rashi do that? And then not only that, but also first it starts off Asher Asa Elokim. It says the shame Elokim, Lemoshe Yisrael, Amo, and then it says Kiyotzi Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei. As Yisrael Mitzrayim. Why change the names here? And why? What's different between what was said over here, Asar Elokim, and Hotzi Hashem? Yeah. The old Tzarech Lahavin, Omro, Mi'ikara, Vayishma Yisrael. It says Vayishma Yisrael. What do you mean? V'ch Yisrael Bilvad Shama? Why doesn't he just say that he came? Everybody heard. Was it just he was the only one heard? The Chiyisro B'vad Shama, Halu Kol Olam, V'chol Malchi Mizrach U'Marav Shamu Kiyotzi Hashem. Right? They all heard. The Pasuk Yehoshua, really, it's referring to the Yarden, but it's a Kabbalah. They heard about what he quote about what took place in the Kriyas Yamsuf. Everybody heard. It wasn't Yisro was the unique one. One who heard. Everybody heard. So we wanted to say from Valper before that the idea was that what he quote because Yisro didn't just hear through his auditory canal. He knew how to put things together.
So what does that apply here?
Yeah. So how does it apply? In other words, he asked a question. I'm just saying parenthetically. He asked a question. Why say by Yishma Yisro? Yisro heard. I mean, everybody heard. The whole world heard. Right? Yisro came. He should say by Yavo Yisro. Right? Not by Yishma Yisro. But we would like what Raval pointed out before, that he had the koach of Shmia to gather things together, to put the data together and draw the right conclusions. Right? Just like Shema.
But you're not answering the question of Elul Kimin.
You have to do one thing at a time. I would call only Hashem says one thing, two things.
What's that question? I mean, you're going back.
I'm merely following the Ber Maim Chaim.
Okay.
Why didn't I take volume before? I don't know. V'achein. Okay. Hine noda kvar. Bi'arnu b'makam achar. Asher shnei minei nisim nimtzayim ba'olam. He says there are two different types of nisim in the world. Two different types of miracles in the world. Me'es Hashem, Hatov, from Hashem, who is the source of good. Shaleim shibeach elio, right, lamori alma, right, in what do you call it, in the Zohar, in the Hakdama to what do you call it, to the Tikkuni HaZohar. So Elio HaNavi is brought there, and he's mishabeach, he praises Hashem for the two different types of nisim he does in the world. Unto Ilas Ailos, Vesivas Asibos. Right? You are the cause of all causes, yeah, and the reason for everything that takes place. Ha Echad Hu, Mashakosh Broko Osa Nes Mufla. Hashem does Nisim Gluyim. Revealed miracles. Like Rias Yamsuf, like all the revealed miracles. The Nirla Ain Kol. Yeah? Vishidud Kol Marecha Shamayim, Vikochaveim, Vatol Teva Olam. Right? With the negation of Teva. The negation of Teva. Right? Hashem makes the Nisim like that. Those like Kriyas Yamsuf, like the Makos, like all the things that transpired, you know, in such a miraculous fashion. Kol Hachavayam, etc. Ubiyado Lasos, Kechepto, and you see that Hashem can do whatever he wants, and he's the master of the universe. Okay? He's the master of the universe. And that's called, right, Pnei Hashem, right? Pnei, the face of Hashem. You see Kaviyachol, the face of Hashem. In other words, when you see it, he does an open miracle, it's as though you get a moment to see, yeah, the face of Hashem. Shaydei zeh, nizvada v'nikar shmo yizbarach, right, b'shelo. Val zeh ne'emar. No, I'm sorry. It was brought in Nikra Shmo. V'Nikra Al Derech, Mashal Sha'olam Roin Oso V'Makirin Panav. They recognize Hashem, right? They recognize Hashem. That's what it does—an open miracle. V'Asheni. What's the second one? Hu Hanes Hanase Nistar Mu'utaf B'Toch Teva Ha'olam. The Nisim that Hashem does, yeah, that are hidden by the world of nature. Right? Again, it's all Hashem's will. Hateva, like he says itself, Hateva is Gematria Elohim, with a Hei Narakuf, right? But nonetheless, so Hashem is doing it because of people are connected to him, right? His children, i.e. the Bnei Yisrael, etc. He does things for them, and it's hidden. So that's what he called that. That's not called, you see, the Panim of Hashem. That's the world of when his face is hidden. Hastar is Panim. His face is hidden. You don't see his face there. But nonetheless, Hashem runs the world. You recall Nisim Nistarim. Like the Ramban says at the end of Parshas Bo, that the goal of all of the revealed miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to accustom us to thinking that everything that Hashem does for us, we have because of our relationship with him and our attachment to Torah Mitzvos, is a Nes Nistar, is a hidden Nes. Ki Elu Harachokim. Those who are distant from Hashem, they can say, nah, it's a chance. It's a chance. It's like what he called, you read any, what he called, not any, but some, a lot of Asimov's, you know, writings, unfortunately. Brilliant guy. Yeah, no, he's not saying it. Even the, what he called the scientific ones, right? He called the scientific ones, you know, the historical scientific ones, etc., etc. Wow, that's amazing. But it could be chance. It could be chance. In other words, he draws you right up to the thing where if every person, you know, with normal seichel would say, okay, I it's true, you can't prove it to the nth degree, right? Right? It's not like, you know, like Hashem grabs him by the nose and says, hey, leg, you know, pay, open your eyes. But he brings you down to the whole road. He says, but then again, maybe it's chance. Because he doesn't want to have to be, what he called, doesn't want to feel that anything is incumbent upon him to do. Umikruhu, it's chance. Asher Korakach. V'lo Hashem Paul Zos. Kinoda Asher Hashem Havaya is Baruch Hu Hamechuna Be'asos Dvarim Asher Lamala Me'atem. The Shem Havaya Yudke Vavke, right, is associated when Hashem revealed Himself in Mitzrayim and showed His face. He did open miracles. Kiyom Ahave Es Kol. Right, Elohim, things b'derech hateva.
So derech hateva is hidden.
Right.
Derech hateva is hidden.
Right.
It's
hidden.
That's Elohim.
No, that's Elohim. Right, and revealed is yudkei vavkei. So now.
And then what is?
Revealed is yudkei vavkei, the Shem Havaya. Okay, so now let's go back and record and look at the pasuk, right, and see what Rashi did with it. By Yishma Yisro, he had the koach of Shmia, like Rabbi Alpert, Zechataku Rachatoras, and that's why he gets all of his entire CV written here. He's Yisro, Koy Midjan, Chosi Moshe, right? He's searching for the truth, and therefore he was willing to disregard all the titles that he received. That wasn't important. He just had to find the truth. Being the son-in-law of the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu was really cool. That's my attachment to truth. Eskol Hashar Selokim LeMoshe Uli Yisrael, right? So what do you call it? So Elokim over here, right, he says, is LeMoshe Uli Yisrael. Elokim. So now, right, let's see.
Moshe Yisrael is Elohim.
Right.
Everything that they did was.
So what he called Elohim, right? Elohim is Minas Adin, right? Elohim is what he called is Hateva. Is Hateva. Okay. Hateva. It's also it's Minas Adin. So now. Yisro, right? Heard, mm-hmm. Right? Says Rashi, Eskol Asher Asah. Mm-hmm. What we call the Shmua that he heard. The Shmua that he heard. What did he hear? He heard Kriyas Yamsuf, and he heard Mechias Amalek. Right, Kriyas Yamsuf and Mechias Amalek. In Kriyas Yamsuf, right? That's Rashi, right? Kriyas Yamsuf. On the one hand, is the most miraculous event, right? The most miraculous event. Right, you see the splitting of the sea. They realize then that Hashem is Ein Od Milvado. On the other hand, right, Mechias Amalek, the Milcham with Amalek, how did that work? The way it worked was Moshe Rabbeinu stood on top of the mountain, like we saw in Parshas B'Shalach, stood on top of the mountain. He raised his hands towards Shemayim, right? When the Jewish people looked at him, his hands raised towards the Shemayim, right? Then they were successful. And when the Jewish people, what do you call, when Moshe lowered his hands, yeah, and the people weren't focused in such a fashion, then the battle was turning in the favor of Amalek. So the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, V'aya kasher yari Moshe yado, right, psukim from the end of Parshas B'Shalach, when Moshe raised his hands, V'gavar Yisrael, asked what he called the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, V'chi yadav shel Moshe osos milchama, o shovros milchama, are the hands of Moshe, do they make war, do they break war, right, and what do his hands have to do with anything? Elo Omer Lach, Kol Zman, Shai Yisrael, Mistaklim Klapei Mala, Mishabdim Mislibam Avim Shebashamayim, Hayu Mizgabrim, Vimlav Hayu Noflim. In other words, recall Moshe Rabbeinu, of course he could have made them miraculously successful over Amalek, but that wasn't the whole idea. The idea wasn't to be miraculously successful over Amalek, because Amalek's whole approach was, yeah, to say God's not involved in our lives. Right, in our lives. So for the Jewish people to be successful against Amalek, they had to show we believe God is involved in our lives, even when he's not showing us open miracles. Mm-hmm. So Moshe Rabbeinu raises up his hands. It's not that his hands are doing it. That's what the Mishnah says. If Moshe wanted me to do it, he could have done it, but that's not obviously what the intention was. The Jewish people look at his hands, raise up to Shemayim, and they would, as it were, subjugate their hearts to God in heaven. Then they were successful. So the two poles, right, of Vayishma, yeah, that's what Rashi put them together. Vayishma Yisro, Kohen Nijon, Chosei Moshe, Eskol Asher Asar Lokim, right, the Moshe Yisrael, the Razor Shmuel, what was the first thing that he heard? They heard Kriyas Yamsuf, which is the most miraculous miracle of all the miracles, right? Like what do you call it? We learned last week from the Maral that what do you call that miracle, right? That miracle of seeing Kriyas Yamsuf caused them to realize that Hashem is, what do you call it, the source of everything. right? He's Eno Milvado. When they saw the Yam, right, turn into dry land and turn back into Yam again, they realized that recall Hashem is. Right, he is the source of everything. Eino Novado, there is no other force other than him. Until what he called till Kriyas Yam Suf in Yetzias Mitzrayim. So they saw all the miracles of Hashem, but the witness, the very makom, the very place of the earth could switch back and forth from earth to sea, from sea to earth, right? Called, they realized Hashem is Eino Novado. That's one pole. That's one pole, Kriyas Yam Suf. That's what they heard. That's what Yisrael heard. He saw that God, as it were, revealed himself in the most spectacular fashion. Right? The most spectacular fashion. He also saw, right? He also saw Melchemes Amalek, where Moshe specifically didn't do it in a miraculous fashion. He didn't do it in a miraculous fashion. He did it through his inspiration of the Jewish people, and the Jewish people turning their eyes towards Shemaim and praying to Hashem, right? And connecting themselves to Hashem, and that's how they were successful. So he saw the two poles, right? Yisro saw both the pole, that's why Rashi puts it together. He saw the experience of what he called of Kriyas Yam Suf, which is a revealed miracle. He saw the battle against Amalek, which was a hidden miracle, because that was the whole point. Because Amalek wants to claim that God is not involved in our lives daily. Right, etc. So in order to be successful in the battle against Amalek, we have to show that we believe God is involved in our lives. Right? Even when he's not all making an open miracle for us. That's why they turned their eyes heavenward, right, etc. And that's how they were successful. So that's what he heard. Yishma Yisro, Kohen, what he calls. So what did he hear? He heard, says Rashi, the two poles of the revealed miracle and the hidden miracle. Then Rashi says, as Kol Asher saw. Everything that we call that Hashem did, says Rashi, what is that? The Mon, the Be'er, and Amalek. Right? The Mon, the Be'er, and Amalek. What's unique about those, what do you call those three things? They're once again two poles. Mon is their bread, right? Their bread. Be'er is their water. In order to survive, you need bread and water. Hashem provided them with bread and water in a miraculous fashion in order to wake them up to the idea that when you receive bread and water your whole life in a non-miraculous fashion, that's also pretty cool from Hashem. In other words, the idea of the mon and the be'er was to show that what he called, under normal circumstances, you make your parnasa, you work, you receive your bread and your water, right, to eat and to drink. And you think it's like just it's your efforts, etc., etc., etc. But he gave it to them in a miraculous fashion through the what he called through the mun and the be'er to teach them that what he called that you should understand that in the future when you receive them in a non miraculous fashion, you should know it's just as miraculous as what we just received now, mun and be'er. Amalek is the opposite direction. Right? Amalek, right? Here they are, they're coming to battle. Moshe Rabbeinu is standing there. He can perform a miracle for them. He says, no, but I want you to realize, right, that the only way that you can be successful, what he called, against me, is those people wish to deny that God is involved in our lives, is if you show that Hashem is involved in your life, right? In a non-miraculous fashion. Subjugate your heart, right? Bring yourself into service of Hashem when he calls through the koach of tefillah, and you'll be successful again. So once again, it's two different types of poles. Again, let's go through here again. The Vayishma Yisro, and that's what Yisro heard. He saw how Hashem was training the Jewish people, how he was transforming the Jewish people. On the one hand, he does for them what he called, does for them Kriyas Yam Suf, which is an open, glaring miracle, right? To show that what he called that Hashem, there's nothing else other than Hashem. On the other hand, Milchemes Amalek, where he Dafka didn't do an open miracle for them to be successful, right? They had to subjugate, they had to do it internally through their world of prayer, as Moshe Rabbeinu inspired them to pray by raising his hands towards the Shemayim. Two poles. As Kol Asher Asah, once again, two poles. The most basic parts of life, bread and water, they received in a miraculous fashion, right? So that you should remember, in the future, when you receive your bread and water, when you get your paycheck, you should know that it's also from Shemayim. Just like the Be'er and the Mon were from Shemayim, right? Clearly miracles, etc. But to tell you that to pave the way, that you realize that when you receive it, the rest of your life, the rest of the Jewish people's experience of in Jewish history, where they're not going to get a traveling well with them, the Be'er of Miriam, they're not going to have Mon from heaven. You should know that's also from heaven. Just it's appearing in a different fashion. Right? It's appearing in the form of what we call paycheck. Right, it's coming the fashion of what he called them, that we have the ability to have a subsistence in the world. And that, he said, together with Amalek, right? Because in Amalek, once again, it's the opposite pole over there. In other words, Amalek, he's using two purposes over here. It's what he called, in the context of where Moshe Rabbeinu could have done for them an open miracle, and he doesn't do for them an open miracle. He says, no, right? Do it through prayer. Do it through turning your eyes heavenward. That's why Rashi puts Amalek there in both places, right? Both as a contrast to Kriyas Yamsuf, and also as a contrast to the lesson of Mon and Be'er. Right? It's called Asher Asah, Elokim L'Moshe B'Yisrael. Here's a fascinating thing. Elokim. This is a Balaturin, right? It's called Asher Asah, Elokim L'Moshe. Lamar Elokim. Why did it say Elokim? Peirush Asher Asah, Kodesh Baruch L'Moshe Elohim Leparo, right? He says, first of all, what he called Hashem and Parsha Shmos, he makes Moshe into Elohim, a koach, like a shliach, like a malach, to Paro, the koach of a person, right? The koach of a person, he can transform himself into being what he called, Kodesh Baruch Hu can give him the quality to be angel-like, right? An emissary directly to Paro. Inami, Shamashe Baalav, listen to this, B'midas Hadin, Lahargo al shalom mal es beno. You hear this? Why Elohim, he said, is midas hadin. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu, on his way to Egypt, mm-hmm. because he didn't give a circumcision to his son, mm-hmm. he almost died. So Yisro heard that. He heard that Moshe almost died. Yeah. He's on the way to save the Jewish people from Egypt, but he didn't do the mitzvah properly.
Yeah.
He didn't do the mitzvah properly. He almost died as a result of it. So now, what he calls it now? So that's what he calls that, and he was saved. Then he was saved. So now that what he calls you think. Look at what Yisro sees in front of him. Look at what Yisro sees in front of him. He sees. On the one hand, he hears Kriyas Yamsuf, an open miracle that shows Hashem is what he called. He is the place of the world, and the world is not his place. Right? Ain od Malvado. Right? The ability to transform the entire place of the world from sea to land, land back to sea, right? Well, he sees that. He sees, on the other hand, right, that Hashem, if really cool with regard to Milchamas HaMolek, there was an opportunity to do an open miracle again. But specifically, Hashem doesn't do an open miracle for the Jewish people. He wants them to build themselves internally, right? So their promotion being inspires them to prayer, and they're successful. He sees that Hashem takes the fundamentals of life, bread and water, and gives them in a miraculous fashion so as to train them in the future when there will be no bread and water in a miraculous fashion. It will be what he called, you'll recognize that the source is Hashem, right? He sees what Hashem does to Moshe, that Moshe is what he called, he's equal to the Jewish people. He's like Rashi said, he's equal to the Jewish people. And yet, right? Yet what did Hashem do to Moshe? He almost killed him. Why? Because he didn't follow the mitzvah. He didn't do the mitzvah, right? So clearly Hashem...
So this was impressive on Yisro.
Clearly Hashem is not only, what he called, trying to fine-tune the Jewish people. Open miracles, closed miracles, what he called, the basics of life. You should know that's also a miracle. Also to teach you there's a pattern to the way you're meant to conduct yourself in life. And even Moshe Rabbeinu is on the way to take the Jewish people out of Egypt. But he almost died. To show that what he called, the world has got an order to it. And Hashem is going to give the Jewish people this order. He's giving the Jewish people this order. He's giving them this order. And the proof of the pudding is that Moshe Rabbeinu, he's involved in this incredibly important act of delivering the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. And because he didn't follow the mitzvah of Hashem in the way that he should have, he almost died as a result of it. And then finally, like Rashi says, the last thing that's your Hotzi, as Hashem, right? Asher Hotzi, Hashem, as Yisrael Mitzrayim, says Rashi, that's the Godol Mikulam. That's the biggest thing of all of them. Zug gdola al kulam. That's above all of them. What does that mean? So what do you call Hotzi as B'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim? The Mechilta says,
Right? Mechilta says that Hashem, when Hashem took the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, what was it comparable to? It was like taking a calf out of the womb, right, of a cow. In other words, the calf, right? The calf is living inside of the cow. It's living from the same blood. It's like one with the cow. It's like one with the cow. But when you take it out, it becomes an entity into itself. He says, and that's what happened to the Jewish people. The Jewish people were influenced by all the things they saw in Mitzrayim. They lived in Mitzrayim. It's true, they kept themselves separate, and they recall in those three areas. They didn't change their names, they didn't change their clothing, they didn't speak to the language, etc. But otherwise, the culture of Mitzrayim was, they were imbued totally with the culture of Mitzrayim. They were 49th level of Tumah. But Hashem's recall's intention was to take the Jewish people out, to make it into a separate entity. And that's why he says that's Godol al Kulam. That was the main goal of everything, to transform the Jewish people into a different people, into a completely different type of national entity that the world had never seen before. Just like the extraction of the calf from outside of the cow. So that was all of the, that's what Rashi says. Rashi explains every different part of the pasuk. Open miracles, hidden miracles. Taking what he called the very basics of life and showing, giving it to us in a miraculous fashion, so we should realize that when we receive it in a non-miraculous fashion, it's just as miraculous, just as hidden, right? The fact that God is introducing the people, the Jewish people, to a Seder, so that Moshe Rabbeinu, who is equal to the Jewish people, almost died, right? He was the person who became, what he called, like an angel, an emissary of God, what he called the Paro. He's on the highest level. And yet, because he made an error in terms of his application, in terms of the bris milah for his son, he almost died.
So Yisro saw that, and he saw that Hashem is God of truth.
Right? He was standing witness to. Was like, imagine you're standing here at the time of creation. At the time of creation. And out of a world of chaos, out of tohu wabohu, all of a sudden, there's light, and there's land, and then there's vegetation, right? There are creatures flying, and creatures in the seas, and then creatures on dry land, and then there's man. Imagine you're standing there at creation, looking at this. So too Yisro, as he looked at all these events that transpired here, he saw how Hashem is in the process of creating a new type of people. Right? Just like the extraction of the calf from the womb of the cow is the creation of an entirely different entity. So too also Yisro realized that he's seeing that what Hashem is doing is creating a different type of nation. And he sees the educational methodology that Hashem is using in order to do this. Open miracles, hidden miracles. Taking things that ordinarily would come to us in a natural fashion and bringing them in a supernatural fashion to show that all of it is from Hashem, etc., etc., etc. Yisro put all of that together, right? He had the koach of Shmiah to be able to put it all together and draw the conclusion. Just like the Zohar says, Shma. Right? We said Shma means together. Shma says the Zohar is Rosh HaTevos. Se'u morom enichem. Right? Turn your eyes up heavenward. Uru'u, and see, me bara Ela. Who is the me? There's one me behind all the Ela. Me and Ela, says the Zohar, spells Elohim. Right? Right? So Yisro saw how Hashem's intention over here is to create a unique people, and he saw the methodology by which Hashem was doing that. Kriyas Yamsuf, right? Right? What do you call it? Milchemes Amalek. Already called Baron Mon, once again, in the contrast to Milchemes Amalek. He saw how the greatest person, Moshe Rabbeinu, was equal to the entire Jewish people, but if you're not going to follow the order that Hashem wants you to conduct yourself in the world, then no one's going to forgive you, right? You don't get passes. This is the way it has to be done. He almost died as a result of it. So all that in front of me says, right, I want to be part of this.
That's good.
Right, I want to be part of this. Okay. Mitzvah Hashem, we should also have our ears and eyes open properly and hear and see things right in the world as well.